If you have not yet watched any of the Women's World Cup games, we get it. You're busy. But NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji says you're gonna wanna set aside some time to check out tonight's U.S. match.
They're playing Sweden, and Sweden's coach, Pia Sundhage, she was once the U.S. coach. She led the U.S. to 2 Olympic golds and a 2nd place in the last World Cup. Sundhage was quoted in a New York Times story this week talking smack about a few U.S. players. Midfielder Carly Lloyd, Sundhage said she was a challenge to coach and inferred she had self-esteem issues. And star forward Abby Wambach, she'd be a sub. But U.S. coach Jill Ellis started Wambach in their first game against Australia, leaving her in for the entire 90 minutes. The U.S. won that game 3-1, and Ellis says, yeah, she was briefed about Sundhage's comments.
You know, I think I've made it pretty clear distractions don't really creep into my mind when I'm trying to prepare my players and my team for the game.
And from the looks of it, it's going to be quite the game to prep for. Sweden tied a much lower-ranked Nigeria 3-3, and fans of Nigeria's Super Falcons, as they're called, were ecstatic after the game. That draw means Sweden is gunning for a win against the U.S. tonight. It's their best chance to advance in the tournament. Sweden is ranked 5th to the U.S.'s 2nd, but Sweden has a coach who knows how many of the U.S.'s players perform on the field and who just disparaged a few of them in the media. Extra motivation for the U.S. to bring it tonight?
I think when you're at a World Cup, there's no extra motivation needed.
Defender Lori Kolebny says the U.S. will play hard and play to win like they always do. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News, Winnipeg.